Joining me live in studio is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson with the monthly update from the Sheriff's Department. Shane, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming in and discussing what's happening around Lincoln County. And, well, you made it through Saturday, as did we all. Yes.
Surprisingly enough, we made it. Yeah, it's a big event, and obviously there's a lot of comments surrounding it, but lo and behold, we made it through again, so it's and we'll be fine.
Yeah, speaking of course of the loadage of bike race that came through, and you know, regardless of perceptions of the race or what people think of the race and the participants, all that stuff, what does it involve from your department in conjunction with the other departments, law enforcement agencies that monitor this thing as it comes through?
Well, we get contacted by Brent Chambers, who's the one that runs the event, months in advance, and goes over. He's very good about contacting us about any issues that we have, anything that we'd like to see from the event organizers as far as traffic control, anything that's a potential issue is addressed long before the event ever comes, and he does that every year. I mean, he's been doing it for 20 something years, so he's really proactive in that regard. They're very good to work with as far as making sure that any concerns are addressed. Of course, this you know, throw them out and stop this event once and for all, that's, you know, that's a whole different story. But the event's, you know, happening, and I probably have a little different view than some people. I don't know what right we have to tell people they can't ride through here. That's doesn't go along with anything I'm aware of that we have the authority to do. And the statute actually says bikers have the same rights and responsibilities of any other vehicle on the roadway. So I get it. It's an inconvenience and there's a lot of traffic, but the event's well organized and they do a good job.
I guess, and you're well aware of what the concerns are. The concerns are if it continues to happen year after year after year that the bikers are not following the rules and laws of the road on their end. I mean, at some point, how bad, because you're on the roads, you're well aware of what's going on with bikers not staying in their lane and riding three or four deep, being in the right of way for the vehicle, sometimes even clear in the center of the road. I was driving over South End on the way back from Kemmer, actually, and was in the race. And yeah, bikers are way across the line. And so at what point do you have to say this?
The line meaning the traffic lane or the right line, the fog line?
The right white line.
Yeah.
So they don't crossing over that.
They have the ability to be in the traffic lane. Now there are specific laws and they need to stay to the right. That's part of the statute, but they have a right to that lane as well. So that's, I think, some of the confusion. And I will say the ones that are not following the law, there is a mechanism within the event that you call in that and they'll disqualify them from the race. They tell them at the very beginning, you got to follow all the rules. And just like every other event or on a day-to-day basis, some people don't follow the rules. So there is a mechanism to deal with that. And so if they get reported by law enforcement or anybody else to the event for not following the rules, they get disqualified. And they're subject to citation and all the other things that any other driver would be.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Of course, this season you had a whole other layer added to this because you happened to have an accident in Aetna, in the Aetna area during the race. And that also has caused some concern with members of the local response team that were there submitting a letter that a lot of people have seen and read. Tell us what happened in that incident.
Well, so the the accident, so it was handled by Highway Patrol. So I'm speaking in, my information comes with, you know, we were at the accident as well, but they handled it, and doing the investigation, but nobody involved in the accident, including the person that caused it, was part of the race. So in fact, the driver that caused it, got booked on four counts of DUI with seriously bodily injury, nothing to do with the race. So that could have happened on any Saturday. I get that there was more traffic, but
it wasn't. From what you understand, had the cause of the crash had nothing to do with the race. Then
it was a DUI. It was a DUI accident, which is a whole nother issue that has nothing to do with, you know, the bike race. And when we're seeing those type of accidents and arrests late morning, early afternoon, where people are intoxicated and driving around, and it's not uncommon anymore to have a DUI arrest at, you know, 11 or 1 in the afternoon. So that's a total separate issue. I get that it was compounded by more traffic. You know, my conversations with the investigating officer is he told the bikes to come through, and so that's a difference between the fire department and law enforcement. This should be handled that way, but it's pretty hard to blame bike riders if they were told to go through there by law enforcement to turn around and blame that on the race or the riders. So it's, you know, the as far as failure to yield, that's something that we see literally daily when we're trying to get somewhere quick with lights and siren, that people just don't get out of the way for first responders anymore. Now, when I say people, I'm talking there's a percentage, but my assumption, and I'm fairly confident in the assumption, that there's no higher population of people involved in Latoja that don't yield than there is the general public. I mean, they're a slice of the general public. There's local people that ride in it. There's local people that follow it. And in general, we're just seeing people disregard traffic safety. And it's not one Saturday a year. It's daily. So, of course, it compounds it when you have that much more traffic coming through. But, you know, we were a major thoroughfare here in Star Valley for tourism, and we see that. We got busy weekends all the time. So I think it's misdirected to blame it on the race. That's my personal feeling. You can like it or not like it. I get all that. There's other things that are going on and changing that a lot of people don't like. But as far as it being this thing that we think that we can tell them they can't ride through here, I'm not on board with that. I'm not sure where that comes from or what authority we have to say they can't ride through here. So I know that won't go over well with some people, but...
Is there, does YDOT, Highway Patrol, I mean, is there nobody can make that decision? I mean, if it does become to a point where whether or not it's now or later, I mean, is there, where it becomes a big safety concern?
Well, Highway Patrol, Department of Transportation is involved with the event from the very beginning, like we are. They're contacted throughout the year about when it is and the stops and the different things that are going to happen. And they have input, just like the Sheriff's Office, the town of Afton has that input. So, I suppose there's a scenario where it is so unsafe that there's some type of action taken, but I don't know what that would be based on. People not following the law, if you know, that's already in place. And again, I don't think there's a higher incident of those people not following traffic regulations than there is any other day. It's just that there's more people coming through here. So, I mean, it's a consistent problem with... Anybody who's driving out here knows that people are driving way too fast and disregarding and traffic laws, not yielding to emergency vehicles. And so it's a year-round problem, not a one Saturday a year problem.
That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Well, Sheriff, anything else you'd like to mention either on the race itself or anything else happening in the department?
No, I don't think so. We do have an opening in the jail for someone who's looking for a good benefited job. If somebody's interested, that's out of the camera office. But no, I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about things like Latoja and the things that happened there.
Excellent. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning in studio. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.